Welcome. Welcome, Grace Point Church. Welcome online. I'm excited that you're here. And the reason I have so much energy is because this is the 10 o'clock, one service. By now, we've usually had a service already done. We're in our second one, and we're getting ready to go into the third one. So I have all this energy pent up in me, which makes me excited that today I can preach for 2 to 3 hours. And then if you get tired of listening to me, just by chance, you can walk out, do things around the house, come back. I will still be here. Online church, we may have something. We may have something going here. So I am, I'm disappointed that we're not able to gather today. And we miss you. I certainly miss you being here. We have an empty worship center today. But we're grateful that we can connect with you online and to continue to, regardless of the coronavirus keeping us from gathering, we can still preach the gospel, we can still worship, we can still gather. It's just in a different way. But we're thankful for online through social media. One of the things we're encouraging you to do, some of you might have already seen through Facebook, is if you're comfortable to post a picture of where you are as a family, as you're watching by yourself or as a family, whatever it may be, and then to post that on your Facebook page, tag Grace Point Church, just another way that we can stay connected together as we walk through this time today and in the weeks ahead. So I have a lot of different things I want to share with you today, so I want you to just stay with me and engage with me. I want us to talk just about practically about how things are going to go forward and how we made decisions that we made just to keep you all in the loop. And then I want to certainly share a message, I hope, of encouragement, give you some takeaways that you can have with you today and in the days ahead. But here's what I want to do. I want to go back to Colossians chapter 1. So we're talking about Colossians, and I've been preaching verse by verse through the book of Colossians. And if we go back to Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, let me just remind you, okay, where we were, okay? Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers. Now get this part, remember this, in Christ at Colossae. Remember we talked about that. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. How timely is that? How timely is that? Grace to you and peace from God in times like these, in this time. The grace of God to you, the peace of God to you. And remember, in Christ at Colossae. Right? You remember a few weeks ago I said to you that there's two perspectives here we can look at life from, right? We can look at it from the world's point of view, or we can look at it from our position as believers in Christ. So we look at this time, this situation, all that's going on in our country and throughout the world, but as believers, we look at it differently than the world does. We look at this from our position of who we are in Christ. And so let me just, today I want to be reassuring and I want to be realistic. Reassuring that as we look at this situation from our position in Christ, we can know, we can be reminded that God is for us. God is with us. God will provide for us. God is still in control, and we will make it through this time. Amen. I have to amen myself because you're not here. Amen in your living room. Go ahead and do that right now. We will make it through this. Amen? Okay, good, good. That is our position, from our position in Christ. We look at this thing. Now, I want to talk to you. I'll talk to you also about the reality and realistic. I'm not just ignoring the reality of the situation. I don't want to do that. But I also want to remember and to be reassuring of what the Bible teaches us, of that God is in control and that God is sovereign and that God will get us through this time. As a matter of fact, I see this as an amazing opportunity, Grace Point family, to trust God, to lean into God, and to glorify God through this time. When many others are panicking, hey, family, we have no reason to panic. We have no reason to panic. We are in Christ. We're in Christ. We rest there. That's the reassurance. Now, let me talk with you for just a little bit about how we got to where we are right now, online services, and just bring you in the loop and talk to you about the process, and then we're going to talk about how we move forward in faith in Christ in the midst of this challenging time. So this past Friday morning, I had a meeting with our elder body, and we were making plans and taking steps to have church today, on Sunday. And after that meeting, I sent out an email to you as a church family, and at that point, here are the things that we are doing to prepare for Sunday. We also agreed in that meeting that things change quickly, things change rapidly, and so we wanted to continue to monitor the situation in the CDC and our local state government agencies, and we want to respond to that, monitor that, and make sure we have all the information we can get before we make a decision. And so we were doing that, and things did change rapidly from 7 o'clock that morning when we met till later in the afternoon. And we, because of all that was continuing to happen and how things were evolving and changing so quickly, we made a decision and felt like it was in the best interest of the church to cancel our services and just to have online services this Sunday. And I think we did that about 3 o'clock or so. We saw also a number of other churches. We were in kind of monitoring and watching also about decisions there. And then in addition to that, you know, shortly after that, the mayor of Denton declared a ban on gatherings of over 250 or larger. So certainly that applies to us. So that just reaffirmed our decision that it's going to be best and in the best interest of our people and Grace Point Church if we are just to have online services this Sunday. And so that's kind of how we got there. Now, let me say this. We will go week to week. I don't know what we'll be doing yet next Sunday yet, okay? Will we have worship here or will it be online? We are continuing and we'll continue to monitor the CDC and the local and state and federal government and respond accordingly. So let me just encourage you to stay connected with us through Facebook, through social media platforms, through emails. We will push out more and more information and stay closely tied to you through those different platforms and those different ways. I will tell you this. We do know this. So let's say that we do go online. We just are online next Sunday morning. We will have three services. We'll do three online services. I want to try to keep you in the rhythm of that, those of you who are used to that first service, and some of you with the second and some the third. And so I want to try to stay in that rhythm and offer those three online services next week. So if we do go to online next Sunday also, we'll have the 8:15 worship online, we'll have the 9:30 worship online, and we will have the 11 o'clock service also streaming online. Well, again, we'll continue to monitor the situation. We respond accordingly. We anticipated, and we're talking about these types of things about 3 to 4 weeks ago as a staff, if it were to come to this point. So we were very ready to respond. Our live stream, of course, we live stream every week, and so I'm so thankful for this group of people back here this morning and who've always, every week, we're live streaming, and certainly today, this is our only way to worship with you. So I'm thankful for this group and that we're able to have our services online. So that's kind of how we got to where we are. Now, second thing, how is this going to affect us, you know, practically speaking? Well, of course, obviously, it's, you know, we're unable to meet together on Sunday, so we continue with online services. In addition to that, We feel like it's in the best interest of Grace Point family that we suspend all of our activities, weekday activities, our Wednesday night ministries, any weeknight or weekend activities in addition to Wednesday and Sunday services, that we just suspend everything for now. And as things begin to play out and we get to a point where we can re-engage, which, you know, I'm hoping and praying will be sooner than later. But as we all have seen, we just don't know what the future is going to hold. But we have suspended everything. And when it's resolved, we will, of course, gather back again together. And I'm already looking forward to the Sunday we all get back together, whether that's next week or in the future. Okay, we're going to have high attendance Sunday on our first Sunday back. Everybody who comes gets a free roll of toilet paper. How about that? High attendance Sunday. So get ready to gather back together. I'm already looking forward to having us all back together to worship here, and we'll know that's in the Lord's time. So we will just see how that plays out. The third thing, how does this impact us financially, Grace Point Church? I need to talk to you about this. So while we are suspending our services on Sunday and going just to online services, we will still be keeping regular office hours. So we'll be fully staffed. Our staff, we will continue to be working. We're continuing to be planning. We're planning for Easter weekend. We're planning for children's camp. We're working for VBS, for youth camp, for a number of different ministries that we are continuing to plan for and to prepare for. And so I want to encourage you financially. I want to encourage you to continue to give your tithes and offerings, to continue to support Grace Point Church financially. We're not stopping anything. We just have this lapse in terms of meeting together on Sunday, but we're still full speed ahead as a church and as a church staff in our planning and preparing. So this way, we're able to continue to plan so when we do pull out of this and we can begin again all of our activities, we hit the ground running because Easter is not far away, and I'm praying and believing we're going to be full speed by then. So to pay the bills, practically speaking, at Grace Point, to continue to prepare for ministry and plan for ministry, let me encourage you to be faithful in giving your tithes and offerings. There's a number of different ways you can give. I think we're going to put that on the screen right now that you can see that. So there's different ways to give, as you can see there on the screen. You can give online, certainly. On the homepage of the website, there's a place that says to give online. You might feel like you want to send your checks to the church if that's the way you're more comfortable. Certainly, you can do that. You may want to drop them off. You want to drop off your tithes and offerings at the church. You can certainly do that. Through our app, you can pay. So there's a number of different ways for you to continue to give financially and to continue to support the ministry of Grace Point Church. I know that you as a church will do that. You always, as Grace Point Church, you always rise to the occasion. And so I know you will continue to do that and continue to give your tithes and offerings as we walk through this time and as we continue wanting to move forward in planning and preparing for ministry here at Grace Point Church. Number four, and this is kind of what I'll spend a little more time on, and I'll lead into the takeaways this morning. How do we move forward? How do we move forward in a crisis, in a time of, in our country with all that's happening, and how do we move forward? Even, we talk a little bit already about, as a church, here are the things that we're doing to move forward. Through email communication, I've shared with you specific things, and we'll continue to do so, and share with you some things this morning. But also individually, how do we move forward through this time? Things have rapidly changed, right? I mean, this last week, things rapidly and dramatically changed, right? So the NCAA canceled March Madness. Can you believe that? Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor, okay? Matter of fact, all sporting events. And I saw this
I think it's going to come up on the screen, and you'll get a laugh at home. I know you're going to laugh at this. Day two of no sports just started. Talking to the wife, she seems nice. I know you're laughing. I hear it. I know you're laughing. That's a good one. Things are rapidly changing for us, right? There's a lot of things that are changing. And in the midst of that, though, I want to be reassuring, and I want to be realistic. I certainly recognize the seriousness of what's happening. We as a church recognize the seriousness. One of the reasons we're not having our time of worship. Another reason we've taken measures to make sure in terms of the cleaning of the facilities. We've already had a disciplined, consistent cleaning program in place, sanitizing and doing all that week to week. So we're faithful in that. We've even added another day. Continue to do that even though we're not meeting, just to prepare for when we do gather back together. So we have taken these steps to help us continue to move forward. As I said, no need to panic. We learned from Colossians chapter 2 that we are in Christ, and it is there that we find safety, we find security, we find hope, and we find encouragement. Even in difficult times like these, man, the gospel which we've been talking about, because of the truth of the gospel, we respond differently than the world. We respond in faith, and we respond in confidence. We respond knowing the sovereignty and the control God has over all this. In some way, man, through this, right, we have opportunities to point people to God, right, and for us to see God working in the midst of this. And that's what our faith does. The gospel makes a radical difference in our lives, even certainly in times like these. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Listen, coronavirus has not caught God off guard. You'd agree with that. It's not as though God's kind of looking down and going, man, the coronavirus, I never saw that coming. God doesn't say that. He's well aware. He's in control of this whole thing. And so we can rest there. But look at this. Be still. So, hey, don't panic. Just relax. God will get us through this. God will provide. God is for us. God is with us. Be still. Because when we are still, grace and peace, Colossians 1, that's when we know. That I am God. That I am God. Be still and know. So let me share with you. I'm going to share with you four takeaways. The clock, I see it back there. Okay, it's 10:33. We'll be well out of here by 11 o'clock. Okay, we'll be well out of here. Well, not out of here. You'll be off the couch and doing what you want to do or watching from you. We'll be finished up. I'll be finished by 11 o'clock this morning. I want to give you just some takeaways, some things that I hope can offer you some reassurance in the midst of the reality of the situation, that can encourage you as we move forward, in our faith, some things that we can do. Takeaway number one, I think it's first and foremost extremely important that you stay connected to the one who is truer and greater. He is Jesus. In all times, okay, but especially in times like these, we must stay connected in our relationship, right? In our relationship to God. That helps us get to this place where be still and know that I am God. It brings that sense of calm, that sense of grace, that sense of peace into our hearts and minds when others around us might be panicking. Because we are connected, because we are staying connected and being reminded, you know, of the truth of God and the sovereignty of God and the strength of God and the peace of God and the providence of God and all these truths, the power of God. And it brings that calm, but we must stay connected. Listen to Psalm 46, verse 1 through 4. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, Selah, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
Our refuge, it's where we rest, that's where we find peace, that's where we find grace. So stay faithful, my friends, in your relationship to Jesus, the one who is true and greater. Jesus changes everything. That's what we're talking about this whole year, right? He changes the way we see things too. So stay connected to him. So stay faithful every day in your time with God. And maybe, hey, maybe you haven't done that, whether you just got out of the habit, or maybe you haven't started that, or life's been so busy. There's no greater time than right now. Say every day, every single day, I will have this time with God of reading his word, of praying, that helps me to stay connected to him. Takeaway number two, stay connected to the church. Stay connected first and foremost, right, to God, your relationship in Christ. Takeaway number two, stay connected to the church. We need each other. Now this verse I'm about to read, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, talks about don't forsake the gathering together. But let me read it and then I'll just tell you why I'm using this verse. Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, we chose not to meet for, number one, because we wanted to make sure to ensure the safety of our people. And also, we want to comply with the local government, state, federal government. There's a ban of 250 or more. So we want to comply with that and submit to that authority, right? Now, this verse says, don't forsake the gathering. Well, in this situation, we're prohibited from doing that. But I think the point of this is we need each other. And there will be a time, we pray sooner than later, we're gathering back together. Until then, though, the heart of this is needing to be together. So find ways, okay, to stay connected with us. The main way you're going to be able to do that, I should say, is through social media, right? Through our Facebook, through emails. We'll do more than we've been doing to stay connected with you. So stay connected with us through online services. Through the online services we have on weekends. Stay connected to us during the week as we are connecting with you through different platforms and social media. Staff will have different ways they're connecting with you, different departments with different leaders and people. So be in tune with us. Stay connected with us in every way possible. We need each other to get through this well together. And that's the importance of the church family. So stay connected to the church. I think that's important as we walk through this time. Number three, takeaway number three, stay connected with each other. That's the third thing. That's important. Stay connected with each other. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. I know that our movements are more restricted, you know, right now. Certainly, I understand that and the need for that. But we want to make sure that that doesn't keep us from staying connected with each other. Be more proactive in connecting with each other, whether it's through text, whether it's through phone calls, however, through Facebook, whatever it may be, to check on each other. Check on each other. And especially if you know people that maybe even elderly people or neighbors or something that need that check in. They may not even be a part of Grace Point. Certainly, I want to stay connected to the family with Grace Point, with each other, reach out to one another in different ways, but also check on those around you, those that may be in need. We need to, you know, we talked in Colossians, Paul's written about love for all the saints. And so, again, all of this leading up to this is not coincidence. Colossians, you know, make sure we're checking on one another. Demonstrate that love for all the saints in times like these. Reach out to one another. What a great opportunity to just now be what we probably should always be doing, right? Is to be more intentional in relationship with one another. Even if it's through different ways, through texting, calling, social media. But let me encourage you, we need each other to walk through this together and to walk well through this. So let me encourage you to stay connected with each other as we walk through this time. And then takeaway number four, certainly last but not least, is pray for all things. And when I say that, there's a lot to pray for as we walk through this time. The president has declared today as a national day of prayer, and we want to be faithful to do that. I'm going to pray for us in just a few minutes as we close out here. But throughout the day, I would encourage you to take time to do this, to pray for our country, to pray for our leaders, to pray for our president, to pray for people that are leading us through this. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually." Pray for our nation. Pray for our president. Pray for our governmental leaders, local, state, federal. Pray that God would stop this virus. Pray for God to do amazing things among us in the midst of this time. That there's great power in prayer. So what can we do as we go forward? What's something we must be doing as a church, you know, as families, as a nation, a world? Is we come together and we pray. We pray for God to bring healing to our land. We pray in faith. We pray from our position in Christ. Pray for all things. We have no reason to fear. My friends, we have no reason to fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit. He gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. See, this is the power of God's word. When I say connected to God, that's the first thing. Why? It's reading His word faithfully and consistently, remembering the promises of God, especially in times like these. Listen to this, Romans 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things? Listen to this, church. Listen to this. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So the promises of God to get us through times like these. So let me just summarize. Number one, God is still in control. Number two, God is not caught off guard by any of this. Number three, the Lord will provide. Number four, we will get through this. And number five, my friends, my Grace Point family and beyond, this is a great opportunity for us to see God in the midst of it as He strengthens us and provides for us, and to glorify God through it. It's a great opportunity to think from a kingdom perspective, from a spiritual standpoint. We see this thing. Again, not to downplay the reality of it. No, I don't want to do that. I see it. I understand it as far as the information we have about it and what it's causing, but we choose not to panic. We choose to have faith. We choose to trust God. So, lastly,
In Colossians, I'll go back to Colossians. I'm getting ahead. I'm Colossians chapter 3, but this verse came to my mind. I'm going to read Colossians 3. I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to finish with Isaiah 43, all right? Just to hopefully encourage you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says this, my friends. Listen, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Seated, he is seated at the right hand of God. Now listen to this. This is important. Get this next part. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And here's why. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's why. In Christ. There it is again. Right? So it's not that we ignore, but where do we set? In other words, where do we dwell on? We don't dwell on the things in this world. We don't ignore, but we don't dwell. We set our mind on, that's what we're doing this morning, setting our mind on things above. That's how we get through times like these. I shared a while back. I've shared it before, but it just fits really well here. So I want to finish with this. Moses leading the Israelites to the edge of the promised land. So he's sending in spies to see the land, to check it out. 12 spies, as the story is told in the Old Testament. He sends in those 12 spies. They scope out the land. And then all 12 of them come back and they give a report to the people. 10 of them step forward and go, hey, we were in there. We were in the promised land. We can't get in there. We can't take it. And there's giants in there. We saw giants. And 10 give this negative report. Spreads throughout the community. Then two of the 12 step forward. Joshua and Caleb. Now remember, they're looking at the exact same thing. And these two step forward, these two men of God, and they say, we were there too. And we can take them. We can do this. They said, it's exactly the way God said it would be. It's exactly like he said. We believe God. We believe the promise of God. We can do this. 10 saw with eyes of fear. 2 saw with eyes of faith. In Christ, we set our minds, things of God, and we see this current situation with eyes of faith. Because we're in Christ. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 through 3. Reassuring and realistic. This passage summarizes it. You'll see it as I read it through. The reality, but also the reassurance. And then we pray together. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 through 3. After I read this, I'm going to pray. Isaac will come back up with Amy and Jacob. They'll sing one last song. And then that'll be the end of our service this morning. But let me just encourage you, stay in touch with us. Stay connected through the Facebook and email and other social platforms. We're continuing to pray through this. We're walking through this together. Church family, Grace Point, you rise to every occasion. You'll do this time too. We'll do it together. We'll see God do amazing things among us. We'll have opportunities to glorify God. So stay connected with us in these days ahead. So Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 1 through 3 says this, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, there's the reality, the realistic, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen.
Let's pray together.
So, Father, we're grateful. Lord, we are grateful for your provision in all things and in times like these. We're thankful for your faithfulness, God, to always provide. We are thankful for the promises that you are for us, that you are with us, that you will protect us, provide for us, and you, God, will always make a way. So we believe that, we proclaim that, we declare that, and we are thankful. And I pray, Father, this morning that through your word, we are encouraged. We are reassured by your word and by your presence in our lives and by your promises, God. Though I walk through the valley, through it, you get us through things. I'll fear no evil because you are with me. We are thankful for that, God. Thank you that you always make a way. Thank you for Grace Point Church, for the people of Grace Point, God. I'm thankful. And for our nation, God, we come together today to pray for our nation, for the healing, God, of our land, for our president, for other leaders, God. Give them wisdom, direction, clarity, leadership. Thank you in advance for hearing our prayers, God. We thank you in advance for healing our land. May it all be, God, may it all be, all of it, Lord. May it all be for the purpose that we were created. For the glory of your name. Thank you, Father, that the tomb is still empty. And in all things, that gives us hope. And may we continue to persevere in faith. In Jesus' name, we pray these things.